Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shir Mandaf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak and Shalom. We are now in Masechet Menachot Daf Mem Zayin Amud Bet at the bottom of the Amud. The last podcast of this series dealing with the relationship with the Kvasim and the Shtei Halechem of Shavuot. Tanu Rabbanan, Shachat Shnei Kvasim Alar Bachalot. Let's say that you shechted the two lambs and you had four different loaves there. Moshech Shtayim Mehen Umenifan. So you take two of them out and you do the tenufa on them, lift them up. The other two can be redeemed. The money then becomes hekdesh, and the two are nechulin can be eaten. So the student said to Rav Chista that hadalok Rebbe. This does not seem to follow Rebbe, as we saw in the previous podcast. The Rebbe came on damar shchita mekadsha. Rebbe says that shchita is what is mekadesh the lechem. Here's the problem. The parik lohuecha, where are you going to redeem these loaves? And the loaves all have to be inside. E the parik lohumeabroi, if you take them outside of the azara and redeem them, because this is brought the fnei Hashem, ifsa lohubiyotse, the breads that you are going to redeem are already nifsal because they're yotze. E gavoi, if you keep them inside, hamayel chulin azara, then the two that you're redeeming are nachulin in the azara. So there's sort of a no-win situation. Amar Rav Chista, Rav Chista said, the Olam Karebi, Rebbe could be the author. Uparik l'hugvah, you redeem them inside. It's not a problem of bringing Chulin Lazara, because when you brought them in, they were sort of a braver problem, but they were going to be Hekdesh. And then you redeem them, they become Chulin of themselves. Okay, Amar Rav Anu Avashi, Vatanya, we have the following problem. Shu Podan, Ein Podan Ela Bachutz. We have another brayta that says that you must redeem them outside. So the answer is, Havadai, Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, he... That for sure is Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, not Rebbe. Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon who says that the lechem only becomes kadosh ed zrikat adam. The Rebbe ha'ifsal hu biyotze. There certainly Rebbe would have to say they're nifsal biyotze. Okay, Amar Ravacha b'reid Rava l'Ravashi. So he said, Leima tevet yuvteid Rabbi Yochanan miha. This seems to stand against Rabbi Yochanan. Deitmar Rabbi Yochanan said, Todah sheshchata al shmonim chalot. Remember, there's 40 loaves brought with the Todah. So if you did it on 80 loaves, Chezki amar kachu arba'im mitoch shmonim, 40 of them are kadosh. Rabbi Yochanan, as we had here with 2 out of the 4, Rabbi Yochanan amar lo kachu arba'im mitoch shmonim, none of them are kadosh. V'lav mi'it mar Allah, but we already had a comment about that saying. Amar Bizeira, kom odim echad amar li kachu arba'im mitoch shmonim de kacha. Everybody agrees that if you stipulate 40 out of these 80 are going to be kadosh. Maybe you had 80 and you weren't sure how good they were. So you said, okay, 40 out of 80 would be good, then I'll pick out the best 40. Hachanami damai kachu tart mitoch arba. In our case, let's say you took 4 loaves and said, 2 of them will be kadosh. Then, Rabbi Yochanan would agree the 2 of them are kadosh. Okay, Tanu Chanina Tirta, that's a particular fellow, Kami to Rabbi Yochanan. So he talked the following thing. Shachat arba'a kvasim ashtei chalot. This is a reversal of the problem with which we started this podcast. If you shechted 4 kvasim on the 2 breads, Moshech shnai mehen v'zorek daman shelo lishman. You take the first 2 lambs and do zrikat adam shelo lishman. Why? If you don't allow that, meaning you insist that you do this zrikat adam lishman properly, then the other 2 lambs now have no purpose whatsoever and they're lost. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Omer lo adam amod v'chatei b'shvil shetizkeh." Do we allow a person to sin so he can gain? Meaning, doing the zrikat adam shelo lishma is itself a problem. So if you did it shelo lishma inadvertently, it's one thing, but to instruct them to do it that way, just so that those lambs will be edible as shlamim shelo lishman, and then the other 2 can be brought properly, seems to be improper. Vatnan, we have the following Mishnah. Ivrei chatat shenitavu b'ivrei olam. If you have the evarim of a chatat that should be eaten, they got mixed up with the same animal parts of an olah, which have to be burned, we don't know what's what. Put them all up on the Mizbeach. The way that he justifies burning the Basar Chatat is view it as fuel. Rabbi Eliezer has that sheet also with several other things. Chachamim disagree and say the whole thing has to be allowed to get all eroded and then burn them up. Why don't we tell the Kohen, sin by putting the Basar Chatat, it was the stuff that maybe Basar Chatat up there, to allow you to continue to do the mitzvah of bringing the Ivrei Olah. And so it must be that we do not have such an approach. The answer is amod v'chate b'chatat b'shvush tiske b'chatat amrina. We do say sin with a chatat in order to be able to merit doing the chatat. But here it's amod v'chate b'chatat b'shvush tiske b'ola lo amrina. In other words, he says we do allow you to act with a particular korban inappropriately in order to be able to bring that same korban appropriately, but not between korbanot. All right, so that's how we defend the position of this Man Miturta, who says Rabbi Yochanan that perhaps we should bring the first two kvasim shelo lishman in order to bring the next two kvasim properly along with the lechem, because not the same. The question is, since when do we say within one korban sin in order to be able to do it properly later? Vatanya, watch this. Kivseyatzer shchatan shelo lishman. Our case, o shchatan ben lifnei zman and ben achar zmanan. Let's say that you shechted the Kivsei Atzeret early, meaning the day before Shavuot, or Lachar Zmanan, the day after Shavuot. Hadam Yizarek v'basar yochal, yachel, you do Zrikat Adam, you're able to eat the basar, v'maitash Shabbat, but if it was Shabbat on which this was done, lo Yizrok, you can't do Zrikat Adam, v'mzarak, v'rtzal haktir emurin la'erav, you're allowed to burn the emurin that night. Why don't we allow him on Shabbat to do the Korban in order to be able to eat the korban? All right, the answer is because even though that's one korban, it's two different days. If we tell you to burn it up today or do the zrikat adam today in order to be able to eat today, fine. We don't do that in order to allow you to benefit b'chol. All right, and now we're going to take the opposite challenge, which is uvatarte mili lo amar. We don't even allow chate, kadesh nizkeh, when it's two separate things. Vatnan, watch this. Chavit shel truma. A barrel is a mishnah trumot. A barrel of truma shenish baram begat al yonah v'tachtona chulin tmeim. So there's an upper well, sort of an upper cistern, in which the wine press starts, and then it flows down to the lower wine press. And if the barrel is on the upper wine press and breaks, and the wine is flowing down, and in the lower one, there are chulin tmein. So here, Rabbi Eliezer and Yeshua have a disagreement, but at this point, they don't disagree. If you have a way to save even a revit of the wine, you should get involved and try to save the revit of wine b'tahara. But if you can't, if you can only save less than Rabbi Eliezer Omer, let it go down and don't touch it, because you'll be metame bayad. From Yeshua Omer, afi tamena bayad, said no, you could even go and touch it bayad, so you see that we allow you to be chote, kedei shetizket. So the answer is shani hatam to the tuma ka'azla. In that case, it's going to tuma anyways, and so as a result of that, there's nothing you could do, and so he says save what you can. The problem, of course, is that you are being mafsid the chulin, because the chulin that were below there up until now could be eaten when you're tamei, and now they can't because they're going to be infected by truma. So the answer is this stuff is going to tuma anyways. Okay. Kiyatu of Yitzchak Tanir. Yitzchak came from Eretz Yisrael. He taught the following thing. Kivsei atzer shchatan shelo kemitzvatan, means shelo lo lishman. You shechted the kivsei shavuot shelo lishman. Psulin, utubor tzaratam nitzu the beit asrefa, which is not what we learned. We learned that they are eaten as regular shlamim. Nachman mar demakishlu lachatat tani psulin. He said the reason you say that is because you compare the kivsei atzeret to a chatat, and a chatat shlo lishman is pasul. Tana devei Levi, but in Levi's beit midrash, the gamar shalmechov mishalme nedava, they learn shalmechova, which is shavuot, from regular shlamim, which, if brought shelo lishman, are kasher. So he says ksherim, the Tani Levi, ushar shalmei nazir sheshchatan shlomim kemitzvatan. Let's see, you did the shalmei nazir, the el hashlamim. It is nechalili yom v'layla. It's eaten, but within the limits of a shalmei nazir, one day and that night, not 2 days. Ve'intunin lo lechem lo zroa. But the other appurtenances of the korban shlamim don't happen. You don't break the loaves, and the zroa is not given to the kohen. So you see that it is valid. Okay, that other shalmei chova follow the route of shalmei nedava. Okay, meitave, watch this. Asham ben shana vehevi ben shtayim. Let's say you have an asham ben shana, like a nazir, and you brought a 2-year-old, like a regular asham, or ben shtayim vehevi ben shana. Flip. Let's say you had to bring an asham me'ilot, 2 years old, and instead you brought a yearling, psulin utu martzor atam nitzu lebet asrifa. You'll have to let him go. Aval olat nazir v'olat yoledet v'olat mitzora and olav, any of these things, shayu b'nei shtei shanim, they're supposed to be yearlings, and you have them 2 years old, ushchatan, ksherin. What's the rule? Klalo shel davar kol kasher olat nedava kasher olat chova. Anything that is valid as an olat nedava, which could be a 2 year old, is valid as an olat chova, even though it's supposed to be 1 year old. V'chol pasul b'chatat, but anything that's pasul as a chatat, which is over a year, pasul ba'asham, then it's pasul ba'asham. Chutz v'shelo lishmo, except for, of course, if a chatat shelo lishmo is pasul, and an asham shelo lishmo is not pasul. So the answer is Haitana Tanan Ve Levi, who the answer is that follows Be Levi, who says that therefore Shlamim follow Shalmei Nedava, and therefore Shalmei Chova also Shalolishman are Ksherim against what Rabbi Yitzchak taught. Toshman Etani Levi, and now Levi himself taught Asham Nazir Asham Etzor Shishchatan Shalolishman. So he didn't Shalolishman, Ksherim Velo Alula Baalim Shum Chova, just like regular Shlamim, Shchatan Mechusar Zman Bebaalim. Let's say the Nazir's time wasn't up, or the Mitzvah's time wasn't up. Oshayu b'nei shtei shanim u'shchatan. They were 2 year old. They were supposed to be yearlings. And you shechted them psulin. But Levi should say mita ligamer mishlamim. You should learn it from regular shlamim, and they should be kasher. The answer is shlamim mishlamim gamar. Asham mishlamim lo gamar. He learns shalmei nazir from regular shalmei nedavah, but he's not going to learn asham nazir from that. Ligamer shlamim yishlamim, but if that's the case, ligamer nami asham me'asham. So why doesn't he learn asham me'asham? Which we learned that if it's a 2-year-old and 1-year-old, it's valid. Asham nazir asham etzor me'asham gzelot, sham me'ilot, or asham gzelot asham me'ilot me'asham nazir asham etzora. Meaning, a 2-year-old is valid because in another case of asham gzelot asham me'ilot, it is a 2-year-old, and vice versa with nazir metzora. So shimbarashi danin davar shelo be'achshero and davar shelo be'achshero. We judge one thing that's done improperly, meaning Shalmei Nedava brought Shelo Lishmo, and that informs us about Shalmei Chova Shelo Lishmo, and they're both valid. But we do not use something which is done properly, like a 2-year-old for Asham Milot, and apply it to something that's done improperly, which is a 2-year-old for Asham Nazir. Velo v'hatanya minayin liyotzei shimalal lo yireid. This is a famous piece we've seen many times. How do we know that if you have some basar that went out of the azara, it's psul yotzei, but if by accident it was brought in, it was put on the mizbeach, it does not come down? Shoyotzei kasher b'mama, because at a bama, a yotzei is kasher. And remember, yotzei is kasher at a bama, because there is no precinct. And there it's danin davar mehechshero, and applying to davar shelo mehechshero. The answer is, that's a special ribui tani, azot Torah ta'ula riba samichle. It's based on the ribui of zot Torah ta'ula that we saw towards the middle of Masachat Zvachim, of all the pieces in which imala lo yered. Okay, tani rav barachana kameh derav. So he taught in front of rav, kitzei atzer shchatan l'shum elim. You brought the kvasim, which are yearlings, and you shechted them l'shum elim, as if they're 2-year-olds, rams. Ksherin v'lo alu labalim shem chola, they don't count. Amar le Rav, alu ve alu, they count. Not only are they good, but they count. Rav Chista, mistaber milte de Rav. So Rav Chista now analyzes. It says, Rav's position that they count should only work because savur elim ushchatan l'shum kvasim. That he thought they were elim, but he said, I'm doing it l'shem kvasim, sharei kvasim l'shum kvasim nishchatu. Because reality is that it was kvasim. And he intended kvasim, even though he thought they were elim. But if he thought they were rams, and he said l'shem rams, even though they really are kvasim, then it should not be valid. Why? Akira b'ta'ut havi akira. A mistake, meaning giving the wrong machshava by mistake, when really the right thing is happening, is considered an akira of proper machshava, and it's considered shelo lishmo. That's Rav Chista's take on Rav. Rav ma akira b'ta'ut lo havi akira. If you make such a mistake, meaning the proper thing is happening, and you intend the improper thing, but meaning you're intending that this thing is being done improperly, but really it's being done properly, that's not called a mistake. It's only if it's really being done improperly. Amarava umotvina nashmatin, and we then use our text to challenge that. Hakohanim shebiglu b'mikdash mezidin chayavin hasho, and this is sugi also gittin. If Kohanim do pigul intentionally, then a chayav to pay for the animal. Hashogin p'turin. So if they're shogeg, that means they're exempt. But that means v'tani ala pigulan pigul. The pigul is valid, even though they did it b'shogeg. So hechidami ilam ediyad the chatat tivikamachashim balushum shlamim. If then it was a chatat, and they said, I think this is going to be a shlamim and can be eaten in 2 days. Hashogin mezidin. Now that's amazing. Of the kasover shlamim hu v'kamachashim balushum shlamim. They thought it was shlamim. It really is a chatat. They intended it to be shlamim. So what do you see? So therefore, when you make a mistake, that mistaken thought counts as a real thought that changes the l'shem. So Amar Abai, Abai says the olam diyada the chatati v'kamachashiv alashum shlamim. He says no. The case there is when you thought it was a chatat and you intended it as a shlamim. Uva omer mutar, meaning it's not mezid. Why not? Because you thought that there's no prohibition of pigul. That's the shogig. The shogig isn't in the information you had, but it was in the rules that you knew. That's similar to sugya that we had in the middle of Masachet Shavuot, also about how we do find shogig. Meitiv Rav Zeira, Rav Shimon Omer, Kol Menachot Shenikbetzu Shelo Lishman Ksherot V'Alu Aval Mishum Chova. We have this at the beginning of Masachet. Shem Menachot Tomod Lizvachim Shakom Eitz Machavat Lishum Achesh Masam Mochichin Ola Shi Machavat Chayva Lishum Lola Masam Mochichin Ola Shi Chayva Zvachim Enoken Shechita Achat Lekulan Kabbalah Achat Lekulan Zvika Achat Lekulan. Rav Shimon distinguishes between Menachot and Zvachim, and he says, unlike Zvachim, when you do a mincha shel lishma, it's still kasher 100% because the actions tell us what it really is. Now, he echidami ilay mediyada de machavat hivakam kamitz lalishum marcheshet. You knew that it was a fry pan mincha, and you could see it, but you nevertheless picked it up and said l'shem marcheshet. What does it help that we can see it's a machavat? Me'akar ka'akar lahu, you said marcheshet intentionally. It must be that you mistakenly thought it was a deep fry. And you therefore said it's the Shem Marcheshet v'ta'a, right? So here Rabbi Shimon says because you could see what it is, therefore it's not l'shelo lishma. Haba alma akira v'ta'ut avi akira, improving that normally akira v'ta'ut, meaning when you really thought this is what was happening and you said that, and the reality was something else was happening, that it still is an akira and it's a bad machshava, supporting Rav Chista's statement. So Amalei Abaye Liolam Diyada De Machavat Tiva Kokamitz Talashum Marcheshet. No, it could be a case where you knew it was a Machavat and you said Marcheshet. He said, why would it be that Rabbi Shimon says that it only is not a problem because only valid because you can see what happens Kimasa Mochin Alah, from which we inferred that if you didn't have that consideration, it would be invalid. Thus, Akira v'ta'ut havi Akira. The answer is Rava l'tame. Rava, who's claiming Akira v'ta'ut lo havi Akira, is following his own reason. Da'ama Rava, machshavad lo minkra paso rachmana, machshavad minkra lo paso rachmana. The only machshavad that the Torah is considered to be able to invalidate is a machshavad where you can't see it, meaning you had intent, but it's one shechita that all looks the same. But when you have a machshava, but we can see from the way things play out that that's not what's happening, the Torah doesn't invalidate. The Torah does not give strength to such machshava, such power to machshava to invalidate. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up in the next podcast with Mishnah Dalet, the relationship between the Tamidin and the Musafin. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.